Good morning. It is Brian and Trisha. And on the phone, we have Trooper Daniel Pretty from Kentucky State Police Post 3 in Bowling Green. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for calling. I know you guys have your hands absolutely full down there. I saw a post that you had put on Facebook yesterday with a lot of different ways that people can help. And I thought that would be a great opportunity for us to help you get the word out. But there are so many different things that people can do. So I'd like you to just kind of go through some of those ideas of what people, how they can help.
Right. And like I said, the reason I put it on there was I had so many people calling and ask, you know, how can we help? How can we volunteer? You know, what kind of donations is needed, that kind of thing. So actually this information came from a Bowling Green Police Department. I reached out to them and they kind of had a list of some things that you can do. Obviously the volunteer thing, there's cleanup projects going on right now. Most everybody is meeting at the WKU Center for Research, 2413 Nashville Road. They meet there. If you want to volunteer, if you have a group or individual, there's a website, plaincompassion.org, you can go to, and it'll team you up with the relief efforts and kind of give you a location to be and that kind of stuff. So it kind of organizes stuff up. So I wanted to get that out there. You know, a lot of people, it's been amazing how much outpour of support in the area. So you just kind of want to get the information out and let people know how they can help, because there's so many people wanting to help.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, I want to do something. I just don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. So these two ways are great because they're organized, and it'll be a great way for people to go and if they want to be hands-on with it. But if people just want to give money, are there some ways that you have that people can donate for that too?
Absolutely. So right now, monetary donations is you know, really important. It's kind of what is being requested mostly. However, you know, if you do want to take up things, or if you have different items that you want to donate, right now they're, you know, meals in a can. They're looking for stuff like that, baby items, formula, diapers, baby blankets. A lot of different things like that, but they are asking for a lot of monetary donations because the needs are going to change as the time goes on, you know, throughout the days and weeks as they pass. So to have the monetary donations there, and then these organizations are able to buy what's needed at that time. But, you know, if you do want to bring some products to Bowling Green to donate, they're taking donations. The Warren County Public School System is taking donations today from 8 to 4 at the Old Cumberland Trace School at 830 Cumberland Trace Road. And like I said, grab-and-go breakfast foods, granola bars, Pop-Tarts, any type of like beef stew, canned foods, that kind of thing they're taking, towels, washcloths, non-electric can openers is another good idea if you're looking for something like that. So there's a lot of ways to give, and I was just trying to get a little bit of the information out because, like I said, people are coming from all over wanting to help, wanting to donate. So just trying to get the information out.
Well, I appreciate you putting that on your Facebook page because that is, you know, a one-stop place for people to look and say, okay, these are all the ways that I can help in big ways. So if somebody wants to go to your Facebook page, it is Trooper Pretty, P-R-I-D-D-Y, and you've got that list on there. And I appreciate you taking the time to call us and share all the ways that people can help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll try to update it as more information comes in because some of these things will change from time to time. And you know, there's a lot of different organizations going on right now. Of course, the Western Kentucky Toy Drive's going on. Then you got Team WKY Relief Fund, .ky.gov. So if you're wanting to give without coming into Bowling Green, or you're just trying to find some way that you can give to help out these victims, you know, online or however, those are some information, too, that you can look at. So there's plenty of ways to donate if you're interested in doing that. You know, any help is appreciated.
All right, Trooper Pretty, thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.